You're listening to The Weekly Experiment on WBOI, a show that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is clay? Well, clay, it's made of rock that has eroded or decomposed into very small pieces. In fact, it's the smallest size particle of rock. Going from the largest chunk of rock down to the smallest, we have boulders, cobbles, pebbles, sand, silt, and then clay. The clay particles are produced as the rock weathers away by wind or water, or is broken down by chemicals that contact the rock from groundwater below the rock, or water that leaches down from rock or soil levels up above. Clay particles tend to be flat or needle-like, and they stack on top of each other. If you've ever seen a piece of shale by a creek bed and broken it apart into its separate layers, then you're familiar with clay particles that have been deposited over time, stacked up, hardened, and then turned into rock. It's this stacking ability that allows wet clay particles to easily slide past each other, which is why it's so easy to mold and manipulate a blob of clay. And it's this property of wet clay to have its shape changed that makes clay so useful to people. Now, the term scientists use for manipulating the shape of something like clay, where it keeps that new shape, is plastic, or plasticity. The other amazing property of clay is that when it's dried in the air or melted slightly in a kiln, it becomes hard and rock-like. And this allows clay to be turned into pottery or bricks. Now, some other uses of clay might surprise you. Clay can be added to paper as a filler or to create a smooth surface. It can be used in cat litter because it's so absorbent of liquids. It's added to some medicines to control diarrhea. It can even be added to some foods and toothpastes. Here's an activity that you can try at home. Get a chunk of clay. Now make sure it's not the type made from synthetic materials. Go ahead and break off a blob or a chunk of it and put it on a plate and then let it sit there for a few days. Maybe it's by a window or a heater. Let it sit there for a few days until it's completely dry and hard. And then get a wet paper towel or cloth towel or a washcloth, wrap it up around that chunk of clay, and then stick it into a Ziploc bag. Take it out, check it out after a few days, and it should be moist, and once again, it'll have that plastic quality. It'll have greater plasticity. That's because the water moved from the cloth, which was wet, in between the clay particles and increased its plasticity. Well, we've just learned a little bit about the science of clay. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on NIPR for The Weekly Experiment.